messing up your conscience. So get the whole thing under. So I always tell people, you know, hold your nose and put your other hand up there so you don't halfway drown yourself. And then, you know, just let the ministry get you completely under and make sure you're not any parts of you sticking out. I have told them, let's do this, let's go down again. I didn't get all of you. I'm going to bury the whole old man. And so, but look, this is a great thing to make a proclamation in obedience to God under repentance and professing our salvation and serving the Lord from this day forward. So I really appreciate Brother Johnson. He's still seeking God for the Holy Ghost. He told me, he said, I want it. And he'll get it. So let's keep praying for him. Let's don't let him get over on the other side, Brother Weiniger. And, well, you can stand back there and you can help him get up when he comes up. I told Brother Weiniger, you almost always need a couple men, especially when you've got big men to baptize.
When you come up, you know, I want to get under this. I want to get up.
Yeah. All right. So let's baptize here, Brother Amen. Johnson well, here. In the name of the Lord. Lord. Jesus here today.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead and praise Him, Brother Johnson. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. I don't know if there's anyone else wanting to get baptized. There'll be water and room for you. You want to get baptized tonight.
All right.
Praise God. I mentioned Brother Brett. He's just seeking God and direction for his life. And I really appreciate Brother Brett's service and labor of love here in the work in the church, but I also appreciate his sincerity to want to make sure everything's right with God.
Amen.
And so here as he rededicates his life tonight, even in water baptism, let's pray that God would help him and guide him. Praise God. Amen. All right. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Praise your wonderful name, Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Yeah, we should have brought him out over here. But that's all right. Come on, Sister Jerry. I really appreciate Brother and Sister York and what they're doing for these children. These kids would not even know God if it wasn't for their grandparents taking on the responsibility. They'd be fostered out, and they'll tell them where their life would wind up, separated from one another. But their brother Jerry and Sister Sandra made the decision to keep them in the family and love them and try to bring them up in the things of God. And we've been watching them here the last few years, reaching out to God and for the Holy Ghost and getting in the water. I think this is the last one to get in the water, isn't it? And so, no, I'm talking about the last girl of the grandchildren. And so, I just appreciate Brother York and Sister York. And I love these children. I'm asking God to do something for them and to keep helping them.
Amen.
And I know that He will. I trust in Him. Let me tell you something, saints. There's nothing too big for God.
Amen.
There's no situation. There's no sickness. There's no sin that He can't lift you out of or redeem you from or heal you of or give you a miracle if
Amen.
It takes it.
Amen.
So, these children, keep them in your prayers. They need miracles from God. And God's helping them and touching them. And I just have confidence that the Lord's going to do some great things in days to come. All right. Amen. Praise Amen. God. All right. We baptize you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, touch her. Touch her, Lord. Help her to receive the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Oh, God, keep touching her life. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Heal her, Lord, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Make a change from this night forward in her life. Oh, God. You're more than able, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Go out this way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Brother Henry, wait. He's asked to be last. Is there anybody else going to get baptized? Going once. Is there anybody else planning on getting baptized? These young children, I already see some of them raising their hands. You know, they just want to get in on everything that's going. But they'll have their opportunity. All right, Brother Henry, come on.
All right.
Really appreciate Brother Henry. Here he come into the church and just watching him, you know, become interested in the Word of God and the things of God, and God working in his life. And God's touching him. And he's got serious health problems in his life. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if God don't heal him of every one of them. That wouldn't surprise me. I'll tell you, the more you can yield yourself to God, the more you're putting yourself in a place and a condition for God to work in your life. Everything that's according to his will. And so let's keep praying for Brother Joe Bill Henry. God, this night, I know he's changed, but even this night, a newness in the change that God's making his life. And God's hand on his life in a new and greater way. Hallelujah. All right. In the name of the Lord Jesus, baptize. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Oh, God. Wouldn't you like to have been back there in that early church when they're standing on the banks of Jordan River, seeing people's lives change, God touching them? Oh, my. My God, saints. We're reaching back into that. That same spirit that touched them is touching our lives. It's helping us. Oh, God. Let's draw close, as close to it as we can. Let's give it as much room as we can in our lives. Let it help us and change us. Perform his will. Oh, God. Blessed Lord. I tell you, Brother Green called me after their service in the Dominican Republic. And two of the sisters in that church has had dreams this week and went and told him about them. And it's marvelous to me how God works. Both these sisters' dreams didn't have nothing to do with them. Sometimes God gives dreams to saints to tell their pastors. Because, you know, God, sometimes a minister can have a dream and he knows, you know, all this stuff is in my mind, and he he can even wonder, is all this just in my mind or is God talking? You know, if he's connected close enough, he'll know it's God. But sometimes God will talk to saints and have saints. And when God talks to a saint in a dream, and it's so emphatic, you know. I mean, this one woman had a dream that there was, that I went over there and there was white curtains. And that we had a meeting behind these curtains, these white curtains. And there was a hand came down, just a hand right out in this room, and began to write a word over the top of those curtains. You know, that's not just a dream of the flesh. And God, you know, it just, God's talking to me and Brother Green, you know. He's given us some wisdom through dreams of how to handle a situation over there. I'm going to tell you something, saints. That just flabbergasts me. It just puts me in awe of God that he cares so much about his work and what he's doing that he'll talk to his ministry and let them know. You know, the minute I heard that dream, I knew the interpretation of it just like that. I knew it. Brother Green had been to the United States and got gifts for the church. He come back and he's given everybody gifts. Well, that's happened, hadn't it? God's gave him some great gifts for his church. But there's other things and situations, you know, that's working over there that God, I felt like the Lord was admonishing us and helping us to know about a situation. I'll just tell you, the word was jealousy that this hand wrote. There, you know, ministers can get jealous of one another and there can be trouble. And God was just helping us to know. I told Brother Green, I said, we got to be careful not to provoke that. We got to be careful to help these men not to do things that would cause that to be worse. But we got to help them to know we're not making a difference. But God does make a difference sometimes. Did y'all know that? Sometimes there's people, you know, like James and John. They wanted to sit on the right hand and the left hand of Jesus. Sometimes preachers can get jealous of one another. But it's just a fact of life. Everybody's not equal. God don't treat everybody equal. Jesus is not equal with me and you. He's got a higher place than we. He became a man, but we'll never get his place. He already finished his work. If he'd have failed, I don't know what God had done. I think we'd have been lost, but he's got a higher position. God's not going to give that to anybody else. I don't care how bad they want it. And it's the same way. Brother Green was the first man God connected me to. He doesn't just speak English. He understands the culture of the language. His parents were brought up speaking English. That's their language. It's their first language. Spanish is their second language. Do you know God prepared that boy for this day? Amen. He prepared him for it. He could fail. God could find somebody else. But right now, he's still the man God chose. He was the first man God led me to, and he's my right-hand man over there. If it be left up to my choosing, I might have chose somebody else. But the longer it goes, the more I see he is the man of God. Now see, some other men may want to have an equal place with him, but you just can't do that. You can't take something away from somebody where God gives them a place. And, you know, it's just like in the ministry. You have pastors and elders in a church are not all in the same relationship. They're not all in the same office. You have to accept that. It's a part of life. The firstborn child in a home, you can't ever make him less than the firstborn. He just has that first place. He's just the oldest brother or the oldest sister. The other children have to accept that. And so, you know, but isn't it wonderful that God cares enough about His children, His people, that He knows how to talk to us? And He does talk to us in dreams. I know the Lord, He could talk to me, but when a little saint has a dream, you know, I mean, you think saints are going to have dreams about, you know, a preacher getting gifts from America and bringing it and giving it. She don't have a clue what she's looking for him to go to America, bring back some goods. I said, that dream's already happened. You done got the gifts. And this white curtain, it's a righteous, God's making a separation of righteousness. That to be a part of this ministry, you got to be clean, righteous. You can't have, you cannot covet what somebody else has or belongs to them. And for a hand to come up and write, my God, you can't think that's a bean drain. That's of God, especially when I know the whole situation. I know God's talking. Saints, let me tell you something. God loves you. Amen. He loves His people. He loves His work.
Yes, He does.
And this here is not a brand new work like the work in the Dominican Republic. But I want to tell you, He cares about you. He knows you. He knows your every move. He's watching over you. There's angels. That's assigned to your case. Live like they're, you know they're there. Live for Him. Get close to Him as you can. There's times coming ahead, saints. I don't want to paint you any dim pictures. There's still, I'll tell you, America's still the greatest nation in the world. But I'm telling you, there's gloomy days ahead for America. But if you're a child of God and you're living righteous and you'll keep your life under His covering, you will be safe. You may suffer, but you will be safe. Hallelujah. God will take care of His people. Just remember, His mercy, it endures forever. Hallelujah. Give us a song to go home on, one of you sisters. Help us out here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me admonish you here just a little bit. I've really been feeling this for a while. Let's really begin to press in these services. I'm talking about to really connect into the Spirit. Not just, you know, make a pass at it. But I mean, let's make up our mind. Let's come into some of these services and say, we're not leaving here till we touch heaven. I mean, we really get a connection that we haven't had in a while. Don't you know there's a deeper touch in what we've... I'm not saying we hadn't been getting good. We have had wonderful services. But I'm just telling you, I know there's deeper touches. There's some greater things that God wants us to enter into. And let's make up our mind to get it. Let's make up our mind to ask Him for it, petition Him for it. You know, not to say that He has to give it to us, but I just feel like if we're really humbly begin to, you know, ask God. God, let us take another step. Let us have a great touch here tonight. In these services. God, let us hear from You. Give us a new morning. A new awakening. Give us a new touch, Lord. Give us new encouragement. Encourage us. Give us a greater faith and confidence in what You're doing in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because I love Thee, You have given life to me. I was nothing before You found me. You have given life to me.
Help me.
Oh, heartaches, oh, broken. was what I longed for. Oh, you have given life to me. Oh, I will serve thee because I love thee. Oh, you have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. Oh, you have given life to me. Oh,
could add to this. I mean, this has been just a wonderful day. Let's just come back Wednesday. Let's hang on to this and let's try and keep God in our life. Let's come back Wednesday. Invite people to church. We've got something wonderful to talk about here, don't we? Amen. Shake hands and be friendly. God bless y'all.